Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Hey, it's Johnny and Inel live and loud!
We are live and loud and we're in the building.
Yes.
That's right, FUBAR listeners. Yeah, well done. You've managed to find yourself back listening to FUBAR again at the right time.
There we go.
And we're here. Points. So, yeah, we keep turning up, don't we?
We do. We keep turning up. I mean, the weather's nice. So we're like, you know what? We should do a radio show today.
Absolutely. I know. I've got some things to share with you. I've got some things to share with the listeners.
Oh, look at this. What you got to share, man? What you got to share?
Namely, the people who listen to Johnny and Inel Live and Loud will know that I am really, really loving the fact I've got some buttons to press. A classic one is obviously the world's greatest. I've milked that so much now, and so much so we get tweets about people who are like, anytime I hear that, I think about the show, which is what we want.
But this is good. This is advertising.
Absolutely, and we've just been bulking. I don't know what bulking means, but we've been bulking up our list of sounds.
So you got a sound effect library now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, oh.
Do you know the sound that everyone heard as soon as we walked into the studio?
What was that? Is that Joe Nino? Was that Tim Westwood? I can't tell.
I've been wanting to do this for so long. Drop the bomb! Sorry, I've got to get my key dry.
Yeah, a little delay there.
Drop the bomb! There we go.
That's better.
Apart from that, I don't know what that's done there for. Well, you know.
Just a honk someone.
Well, just in case,
Get out of the way.
Yeah, I think car horn was meant to be just a kind of different, or something like that, but it's just like a bit. It sounds a bit.
So not quite the car horn you wanted then?
No, not really.
You wanted something a bit more beefier, like frank, frank.
Yeah, I was looking for something more like that, but I just got that, which just sounds like there's someone outside.
That's the job, though, right?
Kind of.
Cab's waiting or something. You got an Uber? Did you book one?
Exactly. It just sounds like there's a car outside waiting to tear off. But, I'm not done yet. Here we go.
Oh, you got that one?
There's the sound of the bullies. So, yeah, there's that. I mean, people are absolutely loving this at this point at home. I know they are. They're going, what else have you got? There's also...
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't need to look on Twitter.
Oh,
I
should refresh it, because I didn't see that.
I've got one here as well.
That's nice. Always reminds me of a wedding, that does. It's like always like the first dance song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that what your first dance would be?
It might be, yeah. No, play again. Let me.
Oi, mate, we've got a cab. Who's this cab for? Hey, who's this cab for? I don't care if it's your wedding, mate. Get out of here now, okay? Sorry, mate, just ruined your wedding. How about that?
Well, yeah. Now, when I'm going to get married, I'm just going to think of that. So. Johnny outside.
And just to quickly recap, everyone, we also have our own kind of entrance music. Oh, someone's just played mine. Johnny. And I now pretty smooth with the ladies as well.
Hey, man, I'm pretty certain I'm out of the friend zone now, man. I mean, I've been in the friend zone for a while.
I shouldn't enjoy that as much as I do, but I genuinely sit here laughing to myself. So, Inel, what's been going on this week?
A bit of a nightmare today. Do you know what happened?
Yeah.
Dropped my phone. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that old disaster. I was doing a little run, you know, little morning workout, and I was like, yeah. And it got to, like, the last 1K, and I was like, yeah, I can do the turbo overdrive. Let me do that. And like, power music came on in my ear. I was like, yeah. I had Common Go on in my ear. It was like, go. I was like, yeah, I'm going. And then all of a sudden, phone dropped out, slow motion, just started rippling across the floor. Bounce once, then it bounced twice, then it bounced three times, and I was like, oh, it's game over for the phone. It's game over.
That wasn't the sound of the phone actually exploding. It's just I'm trying to get to grips with when I can use it. So you drop, you drop your phone. Is it working?
Like, yeah, it's working. The screen is fine. It's just the body is it looked like it's been through a couple of scraps.
I can confirm. It looks all scratched up.
Yeah, it's not good, man. But other than that, I was like, look on the bright side.
Johnny 9-0 live and loud today. Oh, yes. And yes. Inel, why don't you tell people what they can expect in today's show?
Well, we're going to be talking about what's trending today, what's been happening, what you guys been talking about on social media, and we're going to be discussing that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, you know, we're never selfish enough to just bask in our own glory. We're also going to be opening up the lines and talking to our friends and our listeners about their problems and trying to find solutions for them.
Yes.
In Lend an Ear.
Lend an Ear. And it always makes me feel good when we do that.
Oh, yeah. We always help.
Yeah. Real problems, real people. And real laughter as well.
What else we got?
Well, we also got Blast from the Past.
Yeah. Oh, that's our new section.
New segment, you know. What's going to happen is we're going to get some you guys to kind of tweet in some words or message us some words, some buzzwords, and we're going to take one of those words and we're going to tell a little story that, you know, just reminds us of that word.
Yeah, from back in the day, some stories from back in the day, and some songs that are associated to those stories.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Excited about our new feature.
Yeah, so if you got any, just send them in at Johnny and Inel on Twitter and Facebook.
Inel, we also have a sensational guest coming into the studio.
Oh, who we got?
We've got the one and only Dane Baptiste.
Dane Baptiste that was in Edinburgh and
The geezer who's primetime TV in these days, so we've managed to secure his services.
And he's coming down here,
Absolutely. So it's jumping off in the studio, frankly.
Oh gosh. And we also got spoilers on screen. We're going to be talking about the most epic Game of Thrones episode to ever grace the TV screens.
Nah, they will stop it, yeah.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
This week is...
Rampacked with sound effects.
For a Game of Thrones fan, this week, it just went supersonic.
They turned up the notch. The dial was on 6 before, now they turned up to 10.
I'll say it now, it's the best episode of TV I've ever watched.
That's
just a single
claim.
Episode, That's it was brilliant.
Claim.
And we can't wait to get our teeth into it.
Oh, yes.
In a second. Do you know what, I know? Apart from that show sounds absolutely fit to burst. I don't think we can get anything else in there.
We can't fit nothing else in there, bruh.
But the one thing we can probably slide in there is some excellent, excellent music.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to start things off today with some a wonderful little jam, especially with the sun shining here as well. This one's going to really loosen everyone up and get them moving in their chairs.
I like that.
This one is called the Summertime Anthem, fittingly, and it's by Eric Robeson featuring Chub Rock. Enjoy, people.
Flick it on.
Courtesy of Jermaine Mobley and your boy Arrow. Come on, y'all. Let's get those toes done. Them dresses out. Brothers, clean up your kicks. Yeah. Weekend is coming up. Let's open up the windows and let me lend you this melody to ride. I know you were stuck inside, but now it's party time. Yeah, it's party time. Yeah. Sunlight is creeping in, we starting up so early. And we so Jersey, cops parked up on the lawn. We may not be here for long, cops come and say so long. Yeah, yeah. So high, it's summertime. It feels like it's the day to go down. The sun is out, let's find a good place to cool down. It's just me and you now. Are you the one in line for me to spend the summertime? My car is looking clean, I washed it up this morning. Our heads are turning as I am rolling by. The baddest girl on my side, we'll have some fun tonight. Yeah, tonight, yeah. Just heard a barbecue is being thrown this evening.
Don't worry, I'm leaving this barbershop right now. Ain't no way, no how. I'm missing out, I'm down. Yeah, I'm down. Place to cool down.
You and me, girl.
It's just me and you now. Are you the one in mind for me to spend the summertime?
So high, baby.
Feels like it's the day to go down.
We control this way.
Let's find a good place to cool down. It's just me and you now. Are you the one in mind for me to spend the summertime?
7 day forecast, hot. Spike Lee, do the right thing plot. I play Mookie, delivering pizzas to that sexy Spanish thing. Looking juicy, big dookie. We get silly, heat wave, get dizzy. That's old movement, Brooklyn to Philly. Broad Street, Flatbush, get busy. New summer anthem, Eric and Richie. I see beads of sweat dripping down tummies. Rectums and Daisy Dukes look yummy. I'm in that drop top with sweet cakes pumping in. Old school Buick sitting on Kiefer Sutherland's. Before the 16, figure out the riddle. My treat, meet me at Ishka Bibbles. You know the real ish with Will Smith, he did it the first time. Chuck Rock's turn, new summer rhyme. Come!
So high, yeah. Summertime, feels like it's the day to go down. The sun is out, let's find a good place to cool down. It's just me and you now. Are you the one in mind for me to spend the summertime?
Absolutely fearsome. Big tune.
That's like big tune inside the place.
That was. Oh, this is Johnny and I Nell.
And it's Live and Loud.
Yes.
Live and Loud with Johnny and I Nell on Fubar Radio.
Is that me or yours?
Nah, yeah, that was...
Do you know that guy?
I don't. No one knows him, but he seems excited about us every time
he
we go.
Johnny and I No, he's right to be excited because this show, you know, is renowned for jumping off.
Oh yes.
And we're going to deliver again, aren't we, I know?
Oh, do you know what? I reckon people are at home or in the office or at work or whatever listening to this, and they're just bumping in their seats. You know,
Absolutely. Even if they're like, yeah, these guys chat a load of rubbish, they're like, they do play good music, though, so there you go. And that is our guarantee.
Exactly.
Yeah, it is a question of good music.
Turn
out
the radio, guys.
Exactly. Yeah. So I know we're quickly moving into our section, which we call What's Trending.
What's trending? What's been going on?
Yeah, so we get to dig deep into the world of news, kind of social media, what's been happening there, and give our views.
There's
so
been a lot happening this week.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to start with first?
Well, the big FIFA corruption. Well, that's always been happening, but...
Yeah. It's not a recent revelation, is it?
It's just a lot of developments have been happening with that, so it's like, wow.
It's developing on a daily basis now as well with the FIFA thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Originally, we heard that 6 FIFA representatives got nicked, essentially, in Switzerland. And the FBI are coming in on this as well.
Everyone's jumping in both.
I like the fact Jack Bauer from 24 is going to be showing up pretty soon. Can't even defuse any bombs anymore. He's just trying to get Sepp Blatter under arrest.
Yeah, he's going to start interrogating him. What are you doing with the money?
I got to protect America. Just torturing Sepp Blatter. It would be weird if the FIFA Congress ended up in Guantanamo Bay, just gone missing somewhere.
But Sepp, he's like the original gangster. He is. He just runs it like a gangster. He does.
Oh, Sepp?
Yeah. Runs it like a gangster. Everyone's paid off. Everyone. I remember BBC did a... Panorama did a documentary about it 4 years ago during the last World Cup to try and expose things. Nothing happened. They were trying to expose everything. They have all this evidence. It's like, nope.
But this is one of those signs as well that you can never get too cocky because there's Sepp Blatter sitting there like an emperor in his throne and all of a sudden this week... No!
We got you, Sepp. See, these are coming in handy, little sound.
I told you, it's almost like we planned this.
But the thing is so basically, let's get the chronology right with this one. So six FIFA representatives get nicked.
Oh, gosh.
Which was crazy anyway, right? But then Sepp Blatter says, I'm still running to be president.
Oh, yeah. Still like, going up for election, mate.
An absolute mafia boss.
He's
going, Do you want
your money? Do you want your money?
So he stood for election, won the election, and then has since, within the week, stepped down and said, no, I'm not going to be there because... Kind of like a prom queen who literally went, I won, but not everyone likes me, so I'm leaving. That's apparently his reason. The reality is someone's gone, mate, you're going down next. And he went, let me clean up.
Okay, let me just sort out the finances.
I'll leave. Can I leave? No, you're going down. Okay, I'll leave anyway.
Just laundering money. He's the original Stringer Bell.
Yeah. FIFA is a serious hustle, to be fair. Yeah. To be honest, I always knew that FIFA was dodgy.
You knew from day one, yeah?
Well, ever since my brother beat me on FIFA 15, I knew there was something going on.
Something fishy.
Yeah, I was miles better than him. Yeah. So there
makes
you go.
Sense.
But
the latest
thing that's developed today is Jack Warner, who's the former CONCACAF representative. He's a guy from Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he has come out.
The glasses.
Who's just shifted? He's going down anyway.
More shifted than Sepp.
He knows he's going down. He's already going down.
He should have went down a long time ago.
Well, the thing is, he's come out today and basically said that he has emails and stuff connecting FIFA to the election in Trinidad and Tobago president. Like, not even football-related, straight up putting state leaders in charge. That's how deep FIFA
are
rolling.
Well, he's got the money for it. I mean, the amount of money that they were getting bribed, the bribery money that was going around, you got enough money to do anything you like.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do you want to put some new leaders in? Go on in.
It's so weird. But the thing is so basically, Jack Warner's come out now and said that... he's worried for his life.
Of course. You should be worried for your life if you're going after all of those guys, mate.
To be honest, Darnell, he's 72. You should be worried for your life anyway, mate. I'm not in front of a cold winter to take you out.
Winter is coming.
Exactly. If you don't put the radiators on, you won't make it through the night. You should be worried.
Better like the colour gas, mate.
Exactly. He's acting like he's a guy in his prime. You're finished, mate. You know what I mean? It's over.
You're lucky if you make this a nice week.
I'm worried for my life. Like, what is going on there? Someone could run out with a car horn, literally give it, where is it? One of them. He's had a heart attack. He's in his 70s. He's over.
Yeah.
But do you know what I do love about? I love the idea that FIFA genuinely have connections to hitmen. That they might be... And you know they couldn't trust any, like, normal hitmen, so they'd probably have to get ex-players to do it. Like Eric Cantona coming with kung fu kicks.
Flying kicks.
Through Jack Warner's door.
Jack Warner he'll be at the theatre or something, sitting in the front row watching a play. And
Eric Cantona comes in. Takes him out, you know. Or even better, Luis Suarez, the biter, comes in, jugular hole.
He's like an extra from The Walking Dead.
I know, but I love the idea that FIFA could have former players be their hitmen. It would be brilliant if watching the detectives trying to solve it, you know, like if the murder was committed by a kung fu kick and his collar's been turned up, you know, it was Cantona. If there was, you know, a bite marks on his neck, you'd know it was Luis Suarez. And if the guy had been beaten to death and there was a copy of UKIP's manifesto on there and Jack Warner's wife looks happy, you know it's John Terry, don't you? John Terry's been sent in.
That deserves a bomb, that does.
There we go, John Terry's name on blast. Good. Yeah, definitely. Jack Warner's wife just sitting there going, smiling, going, oh, I didn't see who done it.
I bet it's going to be her. She's probably going to blast the ball in his head or something.
Exactly.
Game over.
To be honest, a lot of people talk about FIFA like... it's like in Star Wars, and Sepp Blatter is like the Emperor.
All you have to do is put a hood over his head and it'll be the same guy.
I know. But the thing is, it just goes to show that, you know, money helps people get away with this, you know what I mean? Now, the fact is, if they weren't rich, they wouldn't be able... Could you imagine trying to get away with something like this? You know, you can't even not pay your TV licence to get away with it.
Yeah,
you've got people coming... What was that? Yeah, you can. Okay, you stitch yourself up there. No, you stitch yourself up straight away. We can hear what's coming.
Was that about TV version?
But no, you know, if you're rich, you can get away with anything these days, it seems. Definitely. And to be fair, when you look at it as well, some of the dodgy decisions, FIFA have handed out Qatar a World Cup in 2022.
I know.
In the summer.
Because they're obviously well known for their amazing stadiums that they have.
Stadiums, football teams, anything, you know, I mean, ice lollies, you know. I mean? Like, it's 2022, so they go, we'll put a World Cup in the desert. I mean, there's people walking around seeing mirages because there's no other liquid there.
There is.
Yeah. Oh, they're not even going to be able to see the ball, let alone the goal.
Probably start seeing ticket touts as well.
Well, this is it. I don't think. And another thing is.
But that's, you know, that's how they got done last time during the World Cup. They had their own kind of stash of their own World Cup tickets that they were selling off themselves.
Like, yeah.
Let's keep about 10,000 tickets for myself and then sell them off at a dodgy rate.
They're shocking. FIFA is so shocking. The thing is, as well, they've given Qatar the stadiums, and basically the people making those stadiums, there's a record amount of deaths. It's like 300 deaths this year from making them stadiums. I think rather than send Sepp Blatter to jail, keep the World Cup in Qatar and make him have to build the stadiums. Yeah? See him hanging off one of those without a rope. We'll see how it ends up for you, Sepp. So that's going on, basically. FIFA corruption.
Obviously, this one is affecting you quite a lot, Johnny.
No, I think a lot
have
of people.
Have you got any friends and family just working out on the in Qatar at the minute?
No, but I will be running for election to be the next FIFA president, guys.
Oh, there we go.
apart from that, we also have some.
Yeah, what else has been happening, man? What's been kicking off?
On a slightly more light-hearted note, and it is a light-hearted note because these people are ridiculous, but Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are expecting their next baby.
Oh!
Yeah.
Is this one going to be called Southeast?
I think it's definitely South. Definitely South, yeah. They stop taking odds on it, to be fair. Southeast. And the thing is I actually think, well, if they've got North, Northwest. Mm. So if they have Southwest now, they're actually running out of navigational points, aren't they? You know what I mean? So I think they're going to have to start becoming a bit more specific with their baby names. I think they're going to have to my next baby's called 32nd Meridian of Longitude West.
Start using the degrees, isn't it? 90 degrees west.
Oh, dear. But no, they're ridiculous.
Second baby, oh, gosh. I didn't think that, I'll be honest, I didn't think that couple would last.
No.
I didn't think it would last.
I'm not sure they are lasting, to be fair. Every time you see them, there's something going on with them, to be fair. And
Didn't Michelle Obama kick off about something that Kanye said, or was it a spoof? I read something the other day about how Michelle kind of replied to Kanye because Kanye said something about how he goes, why are people paying attention to what the Obamas wear? They ain't no fashion people. And then so he kind of replied, she replied in a sense, I was like, well... Well, Kanye. But I'm not quite sure if it was a spoof or not, so I don't want to kind of put it out there. And then he's like, actually, that was a fake article you were reading right now. So.
Oh, right, yeah. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, Kanye West is turning more and more into a kind of caricature of himself. Yeah. You know, the thing is, I know why he's called his kid North. I'm going to put it out there. I do get it. It was quite funny, but it takes such an ego to wreck a kid's life like that by calling their kid North, so everyone could go, "Oi, Northwest," "Oi," you know. Mm. Like, I mean, but that being said, like, if I had a name like my surname was Dover, I would find it irresistible to call my kid Ben, there's some great ones.
So a small little laugh for yourself and then a lifetime of bullying for your kids.
Exactly. And every time he comes home crying, look, man up. Your name's Ben Dover. Nobody messes with Ben Dover.
You go out there and you tell him to bend over.
yeah, exactly. Bend over, don't take this. I would find it irresistible if I had one of those names to give him a bit of a first name that would lead into it.
Do you reckon he's going to make another crazy music video like he did for him and Kim? Maybe you reckon he's going to make one for his new kid that comes out? Just a music video. Just like a Kanye baby number two video.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe the second album, or well, the next album after it.
Anything will be better than what Robbie Williams did with his kid being
born. What did
Robbie
Williams do?
Oh, he recorded it live as she was giving birth and started dancing around to all these crap songs.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to rock, DJ. And literally, his wife's in labour, and it's like, look, you seriously are.
Like, was she screaming as the harmonies, is it?
That's it, girl. Hit that C note.
I think so. I think so, to be fair. He's the only one who was in tune in that room. Robbie couldn't do it. But no, I did find Kanye quite... just to be fair, I went to see Kanye before. Mm. And when he was performing, he had this big stage. Like, he had a staircase coming down, right? And so for one of his songs, he started walking down the steps.
Yeah.
And he started singing his song. And then he went, wait, hold up, cut the music. This is not how we said we were going to do it in practice, okay? I need that spotlight following me down all the way. If I cut the music, let's start again.
For real?
Literally.
Like it was a rehearsal.
Yeah. Went back out, did it again, and it still wasn't. He's like, no, this is not what I want. Did it a third time, and they finally carried it. It was just
see, the lighting guy should have said, you should have turned up to the tech rehearsal then, can you?
Exactly. You won't get, don't worry, listeners, you will not get that kind of devilishness with me and I now. Yeah. If this show's going wrong, we'll keep plowing ahead anyway.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Let's plow ahead.
Yeah. Whoa, it's definitely going wrong. Let's keep going.
What else has been? People been getting riled up about and kind of commenting?
Right,
on social media.
I was looking on social media the other day and I saw this story which was trending.
Yeah.
There was a cyclist, right, that was thrown out of a naked cycle ride for, how should we say, he was too excited, basically.
He was excited for the ride.
He was too excited.
Well, everybody else was like, I'm fine.
Well, everyone else was just being naked on their bikes, but he got too excited.
I mean, if he can't control himself.
And so the unidentified biker was hoping to take part in the World Naked Bike Ride in Canterbury in Kent.
Mm.
But before the race even began, he was escorted away by police for being aroused.
Oh, that's unfair. Is that like in the application form that you can't be too excited or something like that?
Well, absolutely.
How are they supposed to know?
Absolutely.
He turns up, there's hundreds of people there, all naked. He's like, oh! Even for a moment.
We've got some quotes here as well.
Oh, yeah.
Eyewitness to the site on display said... described the view as horrible.
Oh, God. And that turns the story in a whole different direction. Yeah.
It was horrible.
Like he needs to go to the clinic or something.
Yeah. One told Cambridge News, I heard gasps and I turned around. It was a horrible sight.
Oh,
it's fair to say he was overexcited and got aroused. It looked like he was enjoying the event a bit too much. And then the thing that gets me is... I don't know this guy, obviously.
not going to put his name out on blast.
I'm not going to put his name on blast, but I don't know this guy, but I don't know what he was actually getting aroused by. I don't know whether it was the other naked people or he just gets turned on by bikes.
There's a rally over there. Oh, yeah. Oh, someone's bought a BMX. Kinky. You know what I don't get? The fact that, like, some of those eyewitnesses there, they're like, oh, it was horrible. Oh, disgusting. There's at least a couple hundred other naked people around you.
I know.
It's not, but that one guy, oh, no, that's wrong.
One guy who's let himself go a little bit, you know, got involved a little bit, and he's the bad guy. The thing is, though, this is, like, the blight of men, really, isn't it? Because... Ooh. Sure, women have loads of things that they have to tackle with their bodies, which are tough. But one thing men have to deal with are when you get randoms on.
Oh, right.
You get a random. There's no reason for it. It just comes, you know.
Yeah.
I got one during my exam.
Oh.
Right? And, I mean, I'm struggling to stand up because I don't want other people to see. I don't even know why it's there.
That's terrible. That means you can't even concentrate on the exam at hand.
Well, I was just panicking by the end because, you know, when they tell you each row to leave, they're like, row A, leave, row B, leave, row C, leave, get to me, and row D, leave. Everyone else gets out. I'm like, no, I'm staying here, mate. I'm staying here.
Johnny, you're out of time. Can you put your pencil down?
The problem is my pencil won't go down, so that's why I'm not going. I'm going to wait here. I don't care. You can tear my paper up. I am not walking out here with a teepee going on. Not happening.
And that's how you fail geography.
Exactly. So that's why I feel a little bit of sympathy for this guy.
who, to be fair, he's probably a bit of, just a bit of a perv. He probably just bought the bike this, that morning and thought, well, I'll show down, I'll show up down there. And before you know it, out of there, forgetting to arouse.
Did they confiscate the bike as well? They just left it there. They just leave his bike. Yeah, we take him out. What about me bike?
Oh, I don't think he's worried about his bike too much, actually. He's probably just more worried about what other people are thinking of him as someone to the side of him's going, oh, it's horrible.
How can you judge me? Look at that man over there.
Exactly. So, yeah, there was a gentleman who got two aroused, a naked bike ride, and those are the things that are trending this week, I know.
Trending? Wow. It's been a weird week.
It has been a really weird week, and I've got a feeling, whether it be through FIFA or whatever else, that next week is going to be another weird week. You know when you get a sense that weird stuff started to happen now, you know what I mean? But I say as well about the FIFA thing, you know, this week, Sepp Blatter basically got elected to be president. He got elected to be president. Within a week, decided that people didn't like him and stood down. David Cameron, if you're watching, if you're listening, you know, sometimes Sepp Blatter can be right. So there you go. Take a walk, mate.
Johnny Cochran said it first.
Yeah, absolutely. So at this stage, I know, I think we're going to fire into another song.
Oh, yes, please, man. What you got for the listeners right now?
Well, the next one is a song by the late, great Amy Winehouse and Nars.
Oh, lovely
and,
woman.
This
brilliant
is
singer.
Called Cherry Wine. So here it is, people. Enjoy.
There is he, the man who was just like me. I heard him hiding somewhere I can't see. Where is he, the man who was just like me. I heard him hiding somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone, and I realize that when I
someone who likes the champagne I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live. She ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she done been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art. She ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine. She cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not out with material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heavens in. Your smile, put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she?
Where is he, the man who is just like me? I heard him hiding somewhere I can see. Where is he, the man who is just like me? I heard him hiding somewhere I can see.
Write me hostile texts on the counter, my lifestyle perception. Invade my personal life out of the question, what are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet time. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know, or am I a fool to ask? I'm well known, got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes, I don't keep a cell phone. My bad, I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator, vagabond, a gallivant around the equator. And that would get me off the radar. It's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, it's this. An immaculate version of me and my baby with all respect. Cause you the only one who gets me.
Where is he? The man who is just like me. I heard him hiding somewhere I can see. Where is he? The man who is just like me. Heard him hiding somewhere I can see. I'm alone,
let's pour some cherry wine. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Hey, yo, Salon. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
I wear his head, the man who is just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can say. Where is he? The man who is just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can say. I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I want to look at my red and my cherry. Cause I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I want to talk to my red and my cherry. Oh, 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 na, 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 na. Oh, 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 oh,
such a smooth tune, Dave.
That is
Amy Winehouse and Nas, Cherry Wine.
Absolutely, that was very, very good, wasn't it?
That yeah. Delicious. Hey, Johnny, who are they listening to, man? Who are they listening to?
Hey, y'all listening to
Johnny and I Know on Fubar Radio.
Yeah. Ah, there we go.
It's us.
It's us.
A show.
Live and loud.
Live and loud. Absolutely. We are definitely live and loud at the same time.
Oh.
Do you know what? I did give you a bit of information before the show. I'm going to share it with the listeners as well.
Oh.
You know, like in the meal deals, you can get in Sainsbury's and Tesco and stuff.
Yeah.
You can now get cake.
Oh.
In there as well, yeah.
You are, instead of the crisps.
You get instead of the crisps. I think you can mix and match. I don't even think you have to get a drink anymore. I think you can walk off with a cake, crisps and sandwich. So
I don't need a drink, mate. Got me a cake.
Exactly. Screw you, rest of the world, basically. So,
oh, look at that. There yeah. we go. Is that little, you've been sponsored by them or something?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Well,
to be
your
honest,
eyes are saying something different. you know, this is how Sepp Blatter started out. You know?
This is exactly how. Exactly. Yeah, just slowly promoting little things. But no, yeah, I've been known to have a go at Tesco's and Sainsbury's in the past because I'm not a fan of mayo. I hate mayo. And so I've tweeted Sainsbury's and Tesco before, bashing them over their mayo content and all sandwiches. It's one of the last great discriminations that we've got to fight against. Mayos versus non-mayo eaters. And we just get treated like second-class citizens. So I've had enough. I really
You're going to start protesting, yeah?
Absolutely protesting. Absolutely. Stop it or that's going to happen, basically. Yeah.
That's a threat.
To be fair... I should actually clarify, I won't be setting up a nuclear bomb because of the state of mayonnaise in sandwiches, just to be clear.
So, it's time for the Lend an Ear section.
Oh, yeah, yes. Lend an Ear. So, just to be clear, this is the section where we go, you know, yeah, we've got a show, mm-hmm. yeah, we're live and loud, yeah, yeah people enjoying, like, yep. listening to us and the tunes.
Yep.
But we're not content with that. We're actually wanting to give back.
That's right.
And help sort other people's
help
lives
out. People.
Let's give it a go, I know. Oh, by the way, there's a lot of people who like this section of our show the best. I gotta say, so.
Do you know what it is? It's because they're listening to real people's problems. That's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If you do have a problem and you want to send it in to us, then at Johnny and I Nell, or you can find us on one of the social networks and send us a private message if you need to. Remain anonymous.
Yeah.
Or you could just talk to Johnny in public.
Yeah, judging by some of these judging by some of these problems, you'll probably have to wear a trench coat and glasses and disguise and have to get on and off. off the tube to come and meet me.
I don't think people will be able to top these ones. Let's see what happens next week, but these ones are fun.
Right. So okay. First up, so first one we've got, is from Oliver.
Nice one, Oliver.
Oliver, and his problem is this. I keep going on Tinder dates, and the girls end up looking nothing like their pictures. The last time this happened, I was tempted to run out of the bar. What shall I do? Shall I run or leave Tinder?
Oh.
Indeed.
That's deep problems.
Yeah, that is, to be fair. Oh, I mean, problems that I, Johnny, don't ever have to deal with, to be fair. not a runner. I'm not a runner.
Not a runner. No. See it through to the end. Yeah. I'm not leaving until the bar closes.
Came there to love, to be quite honest, yeah. as I walk in, it's just, this is playing just as my theme tune. Hello. Very pleased to meet you. Johnny. So, yeah, there's a lot going on there.
There's so much for the senses.
There is. Do you know what, by the way, with this tune, before we get to the problem, you know this one? It's obviously I'll Make Love to You, yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, did you ever know, like, with the chorus where it's like, I'll make love to you like you want me to, and I'll hold you tight all through the night, and then basically it says...
Yeah, it's
and
a wedding song, man.
But I will not let go till you tell me to.
Oh.
So, what if someone just goes, can you just let go, mate?
Oh.
Can you let go now?
Let go?
I've just started.
It's hurting.
I've just started. Can you just... But I want you to let go.
Let go.
And I have told you now. So you've ruined the whole song.
Well, you've told him three times now.
please let go. Please let go.
You said please as well.
I'd like you to let go now.
Let go.
Absolutely. And they'll just change the lyrics to it. And I will not let go. Full stop. that's just something I thought about with I'll Make Love to You by Boyz II Men. Anyway, so...
back to Oliver's problem.
Yeah, back to helping people. So, I know this situation. I think it's a common one as well, where you go on a Tinder date, off a dating profile, and they end up looking nothing like their picture.
Well, that's the danger. That's the danger, because with these sites, it allows the person to select their best picture that they have and then put it on those sites. And then sometimes people don't even do that. You know, they either put obscure pictures or they put pictures of them and their friend, and so you think it's their friend and it turns out to be the other one. It's like, And so that's the danger. Danger right there is, Oliver, you need to do a little Skype chat first off. See them live.
See them live. What if they say they ain't got Skype, though?
Oh, don't trust them. Who ain't got Skype?
Well,
you ain't got Skype.
I don't know if I'm Skyping someone straight away, to be fair.
It's the only way you're going to prove that you know what they look like without actually getting to the venue, seeing them, and then the danger is you can't run away because you've already seen them.
Well, the way I would say it in terms of a tactic is if you do go on Tinder or any dating websites, you look at their best picture, you look at their worst picture, and think they're probably going to be somewhere in the middle. Don't assume they're going to look like their best picture because they never do.
Or what's that thing that people say? Always send me a picture of your mum so then you can see what they look like. Older, so then you can see what they look like once they grow old.
What, even if it's a girl looking for a man? Send me a picture of your mum.
Send me a picture of your mum.
Oh, if you're going to end up looking like, oh, I'm not interested, fella. You can do one, mate.
No, see ya. It's not going to work out, Tim.
I did not know that you were going to turn into a 65-year-old woman. That is not what I've signed up for.
What's your name now? Caitlin.
but no, in general, the one thing I would say about this, though, is I don't get why people put on unrealistic photos of themselves as well. Like, I get this with Tinder all the time. Like, because sometimes people put up photos that do literally look nothing like them. They've got perfect lighting.
Is this the filters are on?
Exactly, filters on. They've got their friend holding a fan blowing their hair. You know, and it's like, you don't look like that. So what's the point in putting yourself up there looking like that? Because you're just going to get a bunch of people attracted to that image when you can't deliver.
Yeah, what you should do is put a terrible image. And if they like that, when you turn up, they're like, damn!
Exactly. I mean, I'm talking like when they wake up after a heavy night out, you know. They've got sick in their hair, beer all down them. Take a picture then.
Yeah.
Because if people are swiping right on that, you're going to look like a positive upgrade when they actually show up. You go, look, you were expecting a steak. Now look at me. Yeah. Johnny. So. Oh, try to stop that.
His finger stuck on the back.
Yeah. to be fair. Yes, getting used to doing it. But yeah, go for unrealistic pictures, then you're just gonna improve upon what they were expecting. That's what I reckon.
The trouble is, though, that's not advice for Oliver, though. That's advice for the girls. We need to help Oliver out, because Oliver's got, he's got a point.
Yeah.
Should he stay the duration of the evening or just run? And just leave Tinder, forget Tinder, and just stick to dating people in real life.
Well, it is interesting, isn't it? I mean, if you genuinely walk in and you go, there is no way I could ever be attracted to this person, you know, because I do think the idea of this, you know...
But by the time you realise that, it's too late.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. No, but if you walk in and you look at that person and go, I'm just absolutely not attracted to him physically, then you know it's over already before it's begun. So... should you just, you know... But then again, the other person's there, so you've already wasted their time, you know. But I'm one for the... If you're going to do that, Oliver, I suggest a 2-drink maximum.
That he pays for, yeah?
Well, I'd be...
Or just not even pay.
I'd be doing a
one-on-one. I get one round, you get one round.
To be fair, a mate of mine has recently had this situation out of night.
A mate of yours?
Yeah, and I'm not allowed to give out names anymore.
Oh, you got interrupted, you got told.
But a mate of mine.
So shall we just assume it's the same guy then?
You can do. You can. You wouldn't be wrong. But he went on a date and, he basically was like, oh.
From Southeast London, is
he? He walked in and he went, oh no. And basically, he kind of had to sit through it with a girl he completely wasn't interested in.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll have 2 drinks to be polite. And then he's bought one round of drinks or whatever. And then he's like, do you want another one? Kind of happy if she says no. She's like, yeah, go for it. And he's waiting for her to go and get him. And then he's like, oh, I'll go then, shall I? Yeah, go for it. 2 drinks on a girl I'm not interested in.
Might as well let my car be on the bar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just keep going. No, I'm spending money on people I'm not trying to win.
As well.
So he was very annoyed. So 2-drink maximum. And then he'd done his classic, which was, oh, I got football in the morning. It's a Tuesday night. Yeah, midweek games, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, fam, sorry. So the advice for Oliver is 2-drink max.
2-drink max. Get your conversation in there and then politely make your excuses and leave.
And you never know. The best scenario out of that is you might become friends.
Well, I don't even back the thing.
At the very least. She doesn't pay for a round. Nah. No, she's not worth keeping around. So. Toxic.
I wouldn't have thought so. A stingy minger, not a chance. Yeah, no, not interested. Not interested.
Got
enough friends, thanks. No, to be fair, in general, you can't put a price on class. So, act classy, Ollie. Stay classy.
There we go. Well done, Ollie.
Good stuff. So, right. I think we've helped him there. What's the next problem, I know?
Right, next one is, one of my best mates is moving away with her boyfriend.
Okay.
But she was seeing her ex not long ago. She can't be that serious about her current boyfriend if she was seeing her ex. When she told me she was moving away with her current boyfriend, keep in mind he lives 2 hours away, she doesn't live with him now. I said, are you sure you really want to do that? And she's been funny with me ever since. What should I do?
Okay.
Right. It's a tricky one. This is it's clearly a friendship that's been there for a while, but obviously, one of the girls is playing away a bit.
Yeah, let's be clear about one thing straight away. This best mate was cheating on this new guy she was with her ex. Again, stay classy. You can't put a price and
stay
classy.
Same advice for all of them. Stay classy.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, you got to behave. You've got to try to behave the way you want to be behaved around.
Mm.
So remember that. That's good advice.
How can you move with your current boyfriend if you're still seeing your ex?
Yeah.
Wow.
The thing is,
do you reckon the 2 hours away thing is a way of like seeing them both? If he's like 2 hours apart, then she can see them both and say, "Oh, I'm working in the city tonight," and then, "Oh, I'm coming back to wherever."
Yeah. Definitely just trying to get a bit of space on that one.
I just need a couple of, just 2 days away from you. That's all I need, a week, and then I'm fine.
Yeah, I like the fact that there was a specific 2 hours. Yeah. It's like just, wherever this person's from, you can do a circle around their area, just a 2-hour thing. Yeah, I mean,
He could be anywhere in this radius.
The only thing I would say is that sometimes, like if she has had a little cheat up with her ex or whatever else, sometimes it can refocus you. Like, so it's not great that she's done that. It really isn't.
How do you mean refocus you?
Like, maybe she's thought that, you know, there's still a spark between them, but as she's explored it, realised that, no, it wasn't what she wanted.
Yeah,
and
this
actually,
new man's got some new things.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, that other guy was decent, but this guy's got money. So,
oh, and a house 2 hours away.
Yeah. I'm going for the 2 hour away house. That's not to say that all women are after money, by the way. That's not a view shared by Johnny and I, Live and Loud.
But the problem is, though, her friend confronted her on it and tried to pull her up on it. You know, be a good friend and say, boy, what you doing? Don't do that. And now the friend's not talking to her.
Yeah. It is a tricky one. It is sometimes you can get too involved, though, people. Mm. You can get stuck in and it can all backfire on you. Especially, it's probably the guilt that is making this friend act this way as well. So if you're reminding her of it, that's why she's hitting out.
What are you telling me about her? I'll come round to yours, have some drinks and go out.
I know. She's forgot it already. I'm sleeping at night, thank you. She's done herself with a Men in Black stick, just erasing her memory. So she don't care about it anymore.
But that's what I say. She can't be a proper friend if she's doing that. If you got to think about it. If she's doing that to two guys that she says she cares about, to both of them, then what's she going to do to you in the future? You don't know. So I say to her, your friend sounds a bit toxic to me. I think it's a good thing that you don't talk to each other because you're both clearly on different wavelengths. You're on different pages. You're more mature than she is. She's doing like a princessy thing and she wants to kind of have her cake and eat it. And she's seeing two guys at the same time. So
I'm not sure it impacts on the friendship, to be honest. I mean, the reality is maybe, as I say, it's helped her come to some kind of understanding of what she wants. But in general, if you've tried to help and she's not having it, just don't bring it up again, basically. It's not great for your friendship, but there you go. But the reality is, if she don't want to talk about it, she don't want to talk about it. And see if you can, you know, get through it all, quite frankly, because the reality is, if she's going to make these mistakes, it'll come back to bite her, but, you know, at the end of the day, you can just sit there laughing.
Well, it's whether she wants to be a crying shoulder for her or not.
Exactly. The one thing I would say, though, is if this girl acts like this, sometimes, you know, people can tell a lot by the company you keep, and if she acts like that, people might assume you do as well. So that's what I would say, yeah. Basically, stay friends with her, stop asking questions, let her get on with it and make her own mistakes. But in general, keep an eye on her because she's probably not that trustworthy. There we go.
Salty.
In a bow.
We've got a little bit of feedback. We've got a message come through from Sarah in regards to Oliver's question.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him to wear his Insta-filter glasses to the date.
Insta-filter glasses. Nice. Like,
you can get those, can't you? I've seen people have them, like, Instagram, like, they're like filter glasses, the same filters that you have on Instagram and you walk around with them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
There you go, Oliver. Some extra added advice for you.
Absolutely. We even listeners are helping out. To be honest, in general, it's like that film Shallow Hal, isn't it, where you can actually get to see whatever you want, even if they look completely different
as well.
So you kind of want to...
I don't think it affects people's weight, though.
Yeah. Oh, it does. It did in the film. I'm not sure the Insta glasses there we go. No, absolutely not.
Right.
Final problem.
Final problem. Here we go. This one's kind of similar to the first one, but in a different kind of way.
Okay.
So, I'm sitting minding my... This one's from Kerry. I'm sitting minding my business, and then I get a message on Facebook from a guy who I was friends with who lives in Birmingham, asking me why I've been ignoring him, and he called me Perry.Gem. Knowing this guy is partial to his herbal refreshments, I simply replied, oh, you on the crack now. He later responded with pictures of me on an internet dating site asking if I moved to Brum, as my profile stated I was now living there. This is when it clicked. Someone had used my face to set up a fake dating site. Then I received another message from another friend asking why there was a profile with fake info about me. I got both of these guys to message this person, but I'm very confused, and I don't know if I should be flattered or offended. What should I do?
Right. So, oh, it is a... That's just exploded. so we're talking about the whole catfish thing here, aren't we, really? Someone is catfishing this girl's profile. It is a girl as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah, Kerry.
Yeah, absolutely outrageous that this has happened. So we feel for you on this, Kerry, to be fair.
The
weird thing is exactly like that situation. You've got to run into people who... have been think that they've been chatting to you online, and it could go either way. It could be them going, "How dare you talk to me like that? What you did online, you know, like you've been slagging them off, and you haven't done it." Or even worse, they're actually like, "Oh, thank God, I finally got to meet you in real life. When are we moving in together? Because we're really far enough."
But that's the danger, though, because you can kind of fall in love with someone's personality just by kind of having conversation with them online and stuff like that. I guess. And so by the time it could get to that point, and you finally meet up. What's going to be the thing? They're going to be totally different to actually what they kind of the pictures say they look like.
But do you actually think that's true as well, that you can fall in love without...
Well, it happened, and remember that there was like that Second Life, wasn't it? Online game, and the people were getting married on there and stuff, and they thought they found their soul partners and whatnot, but they'd never met before. And then, like, eventually they would meet up and whatever, get, like, a flight to whatever state they were living in.
Yeah. I mean, that's just weird, though, isn't it? Let's call it spade a spade, you know. Got avatars that have wings and green horns, you know, and then they're turning up.
Of course he doesn't look like that.
Turning up in real life, just being like, "Where's your green horns? That's the only reason I'm with you." Hey,
I told you to keep the horns.
You've got a side part and a lumberjack shirt on. What good's that to me? Hey, nothing. Well, I don't know. I think there has to be something physical going on to be in love with someone personally. But there you go.
But would you be flattered if someone made like a dating profile of you and they were picking up girls pretending to be Johnny Cochran?
I think someone's done it already, actually.
Have they?
Yeah. So for anyone who I have offended on any of them dating websites, it wasn't me. It was someone. Someone who'd taken my likeness.
Someone had stolen your login details.
Exactly.
And, decided to converse with the females that you were.
Exactly. But no, obviously I'm playing, but the thing is the, it's actually really dangerous, isn't it, when you think that, you know, you put yourself up as a profile, or it could be anyone sitting there.
Identity fraud, isn't it? Yeah.
It could be anyone sitting there, and then even then, depending on what they start talking to a person from your identity, like, you could be saying anything in their mind, you know, and that's really bad. So I certainly would report it. I certainly would be trying to find out who it was as well.
But, yeah, but how do you kind of go about reporting that online? I mean, you find out the profile's there, boom, 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 but how do you find out who they are, how they're doing it and whatnot? I mean, it's a minefield, isn't it?
Well, do you know, I watched the program on, like, the dating websites and stuff, and there was they were saying that a lot of this stuff is, like, offshored in, like, the Ukraine or whatever.
Oh,
and they basically take people's Facebook profiles, take all their pictures. No one, they've not even met them. It's not, like, kind of particularly malicious to that person. It's just what they do. Take a profile, dump it on, and then use that as a profile to pick people up.
Just like that?
Yeah, that quickly.
Oh, the pains of being good-looking, eh?
Well, exactly. Yeah, if anything, you should take it as a compliment.
It's a compliment. There
you're generating interest.
I do like the fact that that one of her friends that did spot the profile did message the person back, and she sent in what their friend had wrote, and it says,
"Let me take a stab at this. You're not 32. You recently turned 29. You don't work in insurance, as you're not great with numbers. You do want children, as we have had this discussion. You're mixed race, not simply Caucasian. Look at her eyes. You're taller than 5'6". Your pictures are all screenshots, and your main profile was taken inside my car. Jeez, if you're going to fake a profile, be a little bit more genuine. Police have been informed. Run, Forrest, run."
Nice. I like the ending. But I do like the fact there's some guy in the Ukraine sitting there going, "Delete." Ooh.
Let me try again.
Ooh, you got me.
Oh, gosh.
But even then, I still get loads of emails from people. Like, I get emails from ladies called Innocence. and Faith.
Oh, yeah.
Saying they want to start friendships with me and possibly something else. So
they sound like great friends.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I mean, I said, sure, let's go for a drink. But
two drinks.
Yeah. Apparently they're not even in the country, so wasting my time, thank you. I'm sick
of it. You're not going to go out and see them?
Well, no, I'm a stickler for the old ways, you know. I don't get approached on my Hotmail account. You know,
anyone that messaged you for friendship on Hotmail.
Yeah, it's old and funky.
Do you still get those chain emails come through? Like, Hotmail was like kind of known for that, weren't they?
Remember, what, when they're selling Viagra pills?
I was like, oh, if you don't send this email on to 10 more people, you're going to have bad luck for the rest of 10 years.
Your family.
It's your family. They have a particular set of skills.
Yeah, exactly. We're sending Luis Suarez in. Right, so basically what was that? Yeah, I definitely think report them.
Yeah, report them.
Let it be known, and hopefully try and find out who they are and to get it to be stopped. Apart
from the website moderators know.
Yeah, and if there is a compliment to be had, it probably means you're good looking. Because that's what I've taken it. Yeah. Apart from that, it's time for another track I know. Wicked, wicked track.
What you got lined up?
Now, do you know what? Obviously, we are renowned for playing some great little hip-hop, you know, little R&B beats.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like to take it into a kind of chilled house arena.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what we're going to be rolling with now. This song is called Come With Me. It's a Satin Jacket remix. And it's by Nora Unpure. Oh. Here it comes.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I am massively feeling that.
Oh, nice. And you know what? The sun just come out from behind the clouds at the same time when that song was playing.
That was good. That was good.
Good time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little chilled number. That made me think I was at a bar, you know, little swimming pool maybe. That's going on. Yeah, wearing some swimming trunks that were too short for me.
Oh, had to borrow them.
Yeah, that's where I'm at my best. Oh, do you know, have you ever had that? Where, like, you know in school where the you forgot your trunks and you had to borrow
someone else's?
It is so bad.
No.
And there's, like, permanent skids in them things as well. Like.
And it's still wet.
Exactly. People have left hairs in there. Like, oh, come on.
Stop it.
But our like, PE teacher used to be ruthless with stuff like that. He used to just make, he'd be like, "You will wear those trunks, for my name is..." I'm not putting his name out there. I've learned my lessons. Do you know what?
Hey, mate, word though, I bet you remembered from then on out.
Yeah, exactly. Never took that risk again. Just forging notes from my mum saying, "Oh, yeah, his calf's playing up again."
This is Johnny and I Know.
Live and loud.
Oh, yeah.
Live and loud with Johnny and I Know on FUBAR Radio.
So
nice. Oh, we got a little tweet from Beth. She's got some advice for Oliver. She says he can always use the lemon law. Now, I had a little look up what the lemon law is, and apparently, the lemon law, in the first 5 minutes of a date, you have to decide if you want to commit to an entire night. If not, you simply lemon law them and walk out.
What's the lemon law?
You just say lemon law, and then you just bug off.
What, just come out of a word and just say...
Before you take off your coat, obviously, lemon law.
Oh, yeah, and they're supposed to be all right with it. They're just, well,
oh, yeah, they're cool with it after that.
Well, I've just been lemon law, so I'll accept it.
Don't worry about it as well.
When you go on these dates, you accept the possibility of lemon law, being lemon lawed.
I was assuming you were going to do it anyway.
I've lemon lawed other people, I'll be lemon lawed again. This will not set me... Hell is lemon.
Worse than me if you say it at the same time with each other. Lemon law,
yeah. Oh, it's great. We just have a lord. In fact, because we're actually on the same wavelength, should we actually stay and have a drink?
No.
Do they upgrade in fruits as well? Grapefruit law. Oh, no. It's just that you look more bitter than the other one.
Oh, there we go. Throwing in the puns.
And pink. There we go. Whack. We've also had a little tweet in from Carly, who says that, to be honest, if we want to get to the highest heights of radio, we are not only going to be content with that bomb explosion, we need a glass smashing sound effect.
What is if a bar fight's going to break out?
Yeah, exactly. If we want to go west,
she wants some.
Exactly, like we're about to bottle someone. We need one there. I don't know what radio she's working on, obviously.
Clearly pirate radio.
Yeah, exactly. Where she's having to bottle people to stay on air. Nice. See, that one's an old one, but it's still a good one.
Hey, yeah. Better than a glass smash.
Exactly. But no, we're going to work on that and get that next week.
Yeah, we will.
So I know this is a new section we've got coming up. This is the A Blast from the Past section.
From the past.
Now, for our listeners listening in, what this basically is that we ask for a buzzword, a word that's going to get us to tell a short little story and a tune that makes us think about.
Mm.
This week, I asked a friend to give me a buzzword, and the buzzword is alcohol. I know, alcohol.
Was it that same guy that had the the problems?
Yeah, that was on the Tinder date, you mean?
Yeah.
Alcohol. He's been drinking too much of it. This all looks on his mind.
Oh, lemon law.
Lemon law next week, definitely. That's the new buzzword.
I didn't know about that. So thank you for that. That deserves a favourite and a wee tweet.
Yeah, I think so. Lemon law.
Lemon law, I didn't know
now
that.
Now, I tell you what. Alcohol makes me think of, to be fair. It makes me think about my first experiences with alcohol when but it's probably pretty much still in school, you know, and people would sneak off to the park. Because you remember, like, when no one could really get served, obviously? And there was that era where you just had to try and get whatever you could out of it, you know what I mean? And, like, people
were... Do it again.
People were genuinely having a go on White Lightning and things like that because it cost about £3.
Oh, the stuff that the tramps used to drink.
Exactly.
59 pence for a litre bottle.
The stuff that right now we look down our nose and go, oh, White Lightning, that looks tough. I was down in that stuff back in the day. Like, yeah, absolutely smashed.
I'm pretty certain people use that to clean windows.
Oh, no doubt about it. And to be fair, it's the only way that you can make the parks and the swings fun, because that's all. That's the only place you go when you're drinking these things as well.
Especially at night time, you can't see nothing.
Exactly. I can't see anything but the haze that this white lightning's give me. So, yeah, no.
Just got it off that guy over there.
Got it out of the bin.
I remember
one time when, we were trying to work out who was going to get served as well, and I got nominated because apparently I look old. So that little myth that black people age slower, black don't crack. That's ridiculous. I was the one being sent in. Sent in. Apparently, when I was like 16, I must have looked like a 21-year-old. Definitely not.
Well, or either that, or the shopkeeper was afraid you'd pull the race card on him.
Like, yeah. You always got that to hold back. Why aren't you serving me?
That being said, it did actually work. So, yay! It's a victory. Yeah, we don't get everything our way, but maybe on that one.
Can't get served.
Yeah, I remember wearing my leather jacket to go to these little Happy Shopper shops.
Oh, you had a leather jacket as well?
Yeah, I thought I was looking like Danny Zuko, but really I just looked like some rip-off Michael Jackson wannabe. Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, who gets dressed up to go to the Happy Shopper to buy some Smirnoff ices? And you know one of them where you put things on the till, and then you try and buy something else to distract them, and some of them chewing gum as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big night.
Chocolate. Don't you just love crunchies?
Nearly forgot what I came in for. Ooh. Oh, those box of tissues are coming, Andy. Yeah, brilliant. Jeez.
Ooh, what sort of night you're having?
So I remember those were the days. But I remember when we first started going out to go to clubs.
Yeah.
We went to start going to clubs, and that was a different story altogether. Because I used to get knocked at my local club all the time, but there was one club, Jumping Jacks, in my hometown, which I could still get into. They were letting me in for some reason. And basically, there was an era where this song I'm about to play in a second was just played all the time. Like, they would play it about 4 or 5 times in a night. And they'd do it, they'd play it as the last song of the night, like it was a treat for everyone who stayed.
Little something for those guys that stuck out.
Exactly, at the end they're going, here's the one for the guys who are still here. It's coming up right now. And basically the tune is R. Kelly Ignition Remix. It's like, here it comes, guys, it's R. Kelly Ignition Remix. Thank you and good night. Come back next week, yeah. And then you just see everyone flying into the people they've been trying to pull all night, you know, leaning in, getting knocked, everything. So that is what alcohol makes me think of. And that is what I'm going to play right now.
This is
R. Kelly Ignition Remix. And it's coming up in 2 seconds when I work out where it's gone. Oh dear. I've nearly done that so smoothly
I was like, yeah, he knows what he's doing. And then
do you know what I could play your song, and then I'm gonna play my one after. How bad this is.
Right, this is my song then.
Yeah, right, okay,
this is my little song that reminds me of the alcohol days.
Yeah.
Oh my God, to those who've been turned up, I know about this one. You got the Wild Boys in time, Mr. Dennis G. W-Y-T. One of my personal favorites, Max and Mama. Zambuka. Well, I saw you, girl, from across the room. You had your eyes on me, I had my eyes on you. We went to the bar, from a Zambuka. You gave me your number, and you took my number. Well, I saw you, girl.
To those who can relate to this, down on the square. Sunday night just before Special Sunday. You don't know Zambuka, though. Ready, get set.
I said, you want to come with a good word? They're going to give it to you like a real man should. Kiss a caress, take it for dress. She can do the rest in the contest. For me, the D-E, double N, I
am Tony. Here it is, Tony, this voice. Is it Tony?
I'm Einstein.
Turn the fish.
I'm a liver cool down. And the 2-1. I'm a liver cool down.
It's something to try down the plan. With the lyrical,
I said, you wanna talk about the good word? They're gonna give it to you like a real man should. Kiss a caress, take it for dress. You can do the rest in the contest. For me, the D-E, double N, I-S-G. Drink to drink, I'm ready to pump it. Some of them are cool me, Einstein. I'm a liver cool down.
Well, I saw you, girl, from across the room. You had your eyes on me.
All the beautiful ladies everywhere. We went to the bar, from a Zambuka. You gave me your number, and you took my number.
Did
board.
When I saw you, girl, from across the room, you had your eyes on me, I had my eyes on you. We went to the bar for a Zambuca. You gave me your number and you took my number. When I saw you, girl, from across the room, you had your eyes on me, I had my eyes on you. We went to the bar for a Zambuca. You gave me your number and you took my number. I said, you wanna stop with the good word, they're gonna give it to you like a real man should. Get to correct.
Inside.
The rest in the contest for me. The D, E, double N, I, and G. Pink, two, pink, I'm mighty pumpy. Some of them are cool me. Einstein, I'm a little cool man. Yeah. I'm a little cool man.
Now, gentlemen, when you open the door, remember. Yeah. Ladies first.
Inside.
What a tune.
In the building. Oh. In the building.
Oh, what a tune. What a tune.
Absolutely.
That reminds me of those days, man. That reminds me of the days. Because, you know, back then, my mum used to send me out, like, with £10. That was it.
Yeah.
I had £10 to my name, and I had to just go out there. Night out and tenner. That's it. That's your travel, drink, entry to wherever you're going to and coming back. £10.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I used to roll. I used to have a leather jacket like you, hand me down from my auntie, like from my cousin. My auntie would give us for Christmas. Like, Christmas presents, look what I bought. Oh, he didn't buy it. And I used to walk out and I used to wear like a string vest and a shirt and a do-rag. Yeah.
Oh no! Straight out of Pelican Bay prison.
Dark glasses as well, like yeah. Tinted glasses. But no, I was never into the pub kind of culture because we never did that when I was little. Like we was never a family to kind of go to like pubs for like Sunday pub lunches and stuff. So the first time I actually went to pubs was when I was like 17, 18, and I didn't know about the etiquette. Didn't know about buying rounds. So because I only had £10 in my name, I'd be like, oh, I'm going there. I used to walk to the bus stop, get the bus up there, 70 pence, boom. Then go into the bar, buy myself a drink, sorted. But then someone would be like, I know, let me get you a drink. And I'm like, no, I'm cool, I got one. It's like, no, I'm getting a round. A round?
Oh, nice.
Ooh,
yeah, I've only got a tenner. This could be quite useful.
No, but then I used to see how they'd do it, and then they'd get everyone's orders in to get the round in and then pay for it. And I was like, oh, I can't afford to do that.
I couldn't possibly.
I can't afford that. And I used to just think that the whole time. And I was like, if I'm not going to get into the club if I buy a round. It's like, so I'd have to duck out. I was that guy that ducked out of rounds when I was younger.
Yeah.
I was that guy.
I remember when I first went out, I used to be rolling around on just a tenner budget. I remember I went to Chicago's.
Oh, yeah.
And I ordered a Smirnoff Ice because that was cool back then. It was never cool. But
and Hooch.
Yeah. Oh, Hooch, still drink them now. Nice. But I went to get a Smirnoff Ice. And literally, I remember the guy going, yeah, that'll be a fiver. I was like, mate, I only want one. He's like, yeah, that is one. I'm like, oh, dear. You know, that's half my budget for the night.
Oh, thanks, mate. You're going to make me walk home.
Well, definitely.
No, cheers for that. No, but I do remember the first club we used to go to. It was called Enigma. It was a terrible club, but they always used to play that tune, Sambuca. And at that point, everyone would just get their phones out. They'd either start dancing with a girl or get their phones out to get their number. Like, I give you your number. They're trying to be smooth with it. So, I give you your number. I give you my number.
It goes with a tune. You have to do it.
You got to put a digit in.
Seriously, are you listening to the tune, though? Seriously.
He said, give me your number.
That's how this works.
Are you not listening? Why are you here?
999, what number's that?
But I know you was going to play your R. Kelly remix. I like that tune.
I'm going to fire into that. I'm sorry for the little technical thing. That's absolutely, you know, I mean, I've taken to this radio desk really well. It was the first time I couldn't,
all right, man.
Yeah, I couldn't find a tune I wanted, but it's sorted now.
I don't think anyone's noticed because I haven't had any tunes.
No one cared.
Yeah, see?
But basically, I'm now going to play this tune that was mega famous at Jumpin' Jacks from where I'm from.
Jumpin' Jacks.
And this was like, and I'm going to do...
This is another self-promotion.
Yeah, I'm going to do the MCing over the top like the geezer used to do. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, thank you everyone for coming out. We're here every Sundays. Make sure you come here. Now get hold of the person that you fancy. Yeah, let's go.
Now, usually I don't do this, but... Go ahead on, break them off.
Jumping Jacks.
The remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus coupe. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that, and let me get that. Running her head through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm ready? It's the remix to ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Lace like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out the clothes, privacy's on the door. I feel they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling. No more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that. Let me get that. Running her head through my fro. Bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend. Baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal popping in the stress navigator. We got food everywhere as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together, we got drinking all night. Then after the show is the
after party.
Yeah.
And after the party is the
hotel lobby.
Yeah. Around about four, you gotta
clear the lobby.
Then
yeah.
Take it to your room and
somebody.
Can I get a can I get a
running her head through my fro, bouncing on 24s.
Come on, body saying I'm ready.
It's the remix to ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have some fun. It's the remix to ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun.
Come on. Girl, we out in the street, all in the windows up, blasting on radio, in the back of my truck, bouncing up and down, stroke it round and round, to the remix, we just plug it out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that was
R. Kelly.
Yeah, I forgot to say it there. Make sure you make the most of our drink offers at the bar there.
2-for-1 drinks online.
It's the only way I can remember that song, to be fair.
2-for-1 on WKDs.
Remember, Wonder Bra's getting free.
Well, yeah, guys, if you got any suggestions for things you want us to reminisce about, then tweet us in. Send us in, email, Facebook, whatever.
A buzzword. Give us a buzzword and then we can reminisce what that means to us.
Yeah. At Johnny and I Know.
So I know, at this point, you probably know what this means.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Don't know who that was.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's yeah!
Where with Hold On, man? Where is he at? It's been 8 episodes since we've seen him. Where is Hodor?
People need to know where Hodor is. It's enough time to file a missing persons report, definitely.
Yeah, someone tweeted me in a picture said, if Hodor dies, we riot. And I'm ready for that. Ride or die, Hodor.
Yeah.
Right or die.
We're just about holding ourselves together right now, but Hodor needs to show up to keep the peace.
He's going to sort out winter, you know.
Yeah, he needs he needs the Iron Throne.
Hodor. Could you imagine him when he
couldn't even fit. But so, I mean, what a week to be talking Game of Thrones, because
this was a big episode.
I'd say again, I think it's been the best episode of television I've ever watched, because it was so epic.
Big claims.
So, should we have a little recap on what went down, I know?
Oh, it was. Well, it started off with, the little one. What's her name again? I forgot her name.
Arya
Stark.
She's in training, isn't she? She's
doing well.
She's got a new target that she's going to be taking down.
I told you, she's going to turn into an assassin. She's going to be assassinating people, just like, oh, what's that in your pudding? Oh, you're dead.
Absolutely. Tyrion, as we saw last week, has met Khaleesi. Daenerys, and they're having a chat about things, and it looks like
he's going to be the new assistant.
Yeah, the new advisor to Khaleesi. We've also got... who was it? Cersei is still in jail.
She's looking mucky. This is the first time we've ever seen her looking mucky. You know?
Yeah, she looks rattled, and she keeps threatening as well. The woman going, "Mine will be the last place you see before you die."
Do you know what? And you know what? I reckon she's gonna get out and seriously mess that woman up.
Oh, so do I. So do I.
Cersei ain't gonna be staying in prison for long.
No, she's half a season
at best. But she's gonna be coming out. She's gonna mess up.
She's
that
gonna
woman.
Be taking people down.
Best, watch out, you know.
So up until that,
she don't know Westeros like she does, you know.
No doubt. Yeah. So up until this point, basically it was a good episode. We were really interested, and then they took us north of the wall with Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, I'm a big fan of Jon Snow, and
do you know what?
Nothing, Jon Snow.
I think he does know stuff. So.
Do you know what? I didn't. You know, the first couple of seasons, I didn't like Jon Snow. I thought he was a bit of a baby's boy. He was. He was like, he was whining. Like Ygritte was just like slapping him about, and he was just like going around like a little dog with a begging bowl. And I was like, nah, man up, mate, man up. And then as soon as he got his sword, he's manning him.
And we know that sword's pretty important. Yeah,
it's a very hilarious
Valyrian steel.
Draw
for the steel, the Valyrian variety. So basically, let's start running down what happened. Jon Snow shows up trying to get the wildlings to come back with him to...
And he showed up like a big boy as well. You see how he's standing up on the boat? Wasn't sitting down either.
He weren't rowing.
Standing up on the boat like, sit down, Jon. Nah, I'm standing.
Just watching other people row him. Yeah, he's like, keep going.
Row for me, bro.
Keep going.
Hey, I said row for me.
Like a cox in the Cambridge and Oxford boat race. Just weren't saying anything, no. Just keep it going, guys.
Yeah.
There's
always that one guy in it, just with the
cocks,
microphone.
Yeah. row, and he gets a medal. You know,
they get medals.
Oh, absolutely.
What for shouting?
Yeah, he's going to be like, well, I've had to strain my.
I had to keep pace.
I've had to strain my vocal muscles today. You know, I'm going to have to warm them up. So basically, he's gone and got the wildlings and said, "Come back with me."
Yeah,
half of them have said no. There's been a bit of a row kicking off. But at that point, where half of them are coming, half of them are staying, it looks like there's an avalanche breaking on the hills.
Oh, gosh.
But it's not an avalanche.
It's not. What was it then, was it?
It's the White Walkers.
Ow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You didn't see that coming, did you, Jon Snow?
We didn't. No, did you see his face? He was like, what is that coming over the cliff?
Yeah. And what ensued was one of the greatest action scenes ever seen on TV.
Oh, yeah.
The White Walkers show, the zombie, it was like The Walking Dead meets Game of Thrones.
Showed up The Walking Dead, you know. I thought Walking Dead was good and they did their zombie action, well, but... This was zombies with weapons going at it hardcore.
Yeah, it was literally like the real life version of that Clash of Clans where they had little skeletons flying.
Yeah.
So there's skeletons running in there, zombies, everything.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, Jon Snow has to fight a massive White Walker, which is just unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
He manages to kill him using the Valyrian steel. But just as that goes down, he looks up on the hill. And we've got Big Daddy Prince Dead of the Night.
Dead of the Night, just standing there, you know. No expression on his face, just like,
I'm not rattled. I'm not rattled.
Is that what you got, though?
Seriously, dude.
Is that what you're coming with?
Do you really want me to drop it? There you go.
I've
got a White Walker bomb for you.
Do you know what the worst part about it was? It was those Walker children as well. Those Walker children were evil.
Mauling people.
Mauling up!
Luis Suarez in all over that woman.
She got messed up, you know.
messed up her neck. It was like.
But the greatest moment clearly out of that was when. So the guy is called the King of the Night, I think he's called.
King of the Night.
King of the Night. That,
he looked
that,
it.
Yeah, the zombie. And basically, when Jon Snow... Well, there's two things. Did you see the giant running for his life?
The giant was sprinting, you know, Usain Bolt. It was just like, through the waters, like got skeletons on his back. He's like, get off my back, bruv, get off my back!
I love the fact that at first he was coming out going, I'm a giant. And he started stamping on these zombies, started punching things. He's like, I'm a giant, yeah. And all of a sudden he's like, there's too many of them. And he's, he's running into the water, just trying to swim for his life. What gets me is, what ship's he getting on? He's a giant, you know what I mean?
He's going to have to walk it all the way, you know?
Well, he's even going
to make him walk it.
He's either going to have to swim the length of that sea, or he's going to have to use one of the ships, like one of those little orange floats in Baywatch, where they hold it out in front of him and kick their legs.
Start kicking, yeah?
He's going to have to use it like a light, like an armband.
Oh.
So that giant's probably going to have to swim for his life.
That was an episode. But the best part of that episode, I think, it wasn't the action scenes for me.
Yeah.
It was when the King of the Night is standing on the, you know, on the pier.
Yeah, and Jon Snow's floating away at this
Jon
point.
Jon Snow's floating away on his belt, still standing up like a big man. Yeah, and then the geezer's just like, just raises his arms, just nice and gentle, is it? And what?
Yeah.
And what?
Just looking literally like he's offering him out, is he? Come on in, mate. Hey, come on in.
You want some of this?
Any more?
Yeah. Any danger?
At first, it does literally look like he's a geezer outside Weatherspoons asking if someone wants to go again.
All they need to put is like a little glass in his hand.
Exactly. Anyone want to mess with me, do they? No, I didn't think so.
This is at that point we do need that glass sound effect.
Yeah, we do, actually. There we go. But quite frankly, at that point as well, we thought he was just offering the guy out. But when we looked a little bit closer, it wasn't. Oh, no.
Nope.
He actually carried on moving his arms up. And he rose the dead.
Man is raising the dead.
Mm.
What?
They all.
Who
they
else
all
can do that in Game of Thrones?
He's an animator.
Khaleesi, can you do that?
No, just stick to your dragon's laugh. He is. No. Can't kill him.
Hey, Cersei, can you do that?
So what we have now is, in Game of Thrones, we have. It's on like Donkey Kong, basically. The dead army is marching. Jon Snow now knows. I mean, what
you know,
an episode we've got.
Winter came too early, you know. Sun's out, everything. People were ready, you know.
We're doing summer jams. And
no one was ready for winter. Winter just came. People's expecting it, like maybe episode 9, episode 10, maybe next season.
It's there.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure on our way out the studio, we're going to see that King of the Night just rolling around outside Weatherspoons, just offering people out.
Yeah, with his blue eyes.
Who wants it? Winter's here. nice. Well, I tell you what, Game of Thrones was absolutely scintillating this week, and I cannot wait for next week's episode.
It's going to be a juicy one.
It's going to be super, super interesting. Any predictions?
Well, Holdor's going to show up, hopefully.
I did mention earlier that I've got some news about that.
Yeah? What's the news?
Well, I've been told...
Is this spoilers?
Trusted sources that Bran and the other one, his little brother, haven't been given a retainer for this series. They're not cut adrift of Game of Thrones. They will come back.
So basically, they're still doing contract negotiations.
No, they're not even in this series. Basically, they will not show up in this series. And if Bran doesn't show up, unless Hodor is going
to. Was he doing his GCSEs or something? Where is he?
No, I just.
Bran, where you at, man?
He's still in that tree, mate.
Yeah, I've got to do my GCSEs before I can do my Game of Thrones. My mum won't let me out.
And Hodor's gone back to adult learning centres. He's trying to work on a BTEC or something. Trying to get himself in a kitchen or something. Yeah.
just anything.
I don't mind cooking bacon sandwiches. Just gives me something. Gets me out of the house. Yeah, it just gets me out of the house.
Hold on.
Nice. But that is Game of Thrones. And
I am looking forward to next week, though. Ramsay, I think he's going to take over. He's going to go to Stannis, and he's going to mess up Stannis, you know.
I don't know.
I think he's got what it takes. He only needs 20 mans.
Stannis has a witch.
Give me 20 mans. Forget your witch, man.
Oh.
Wait, Stannis is stupid. He's got his wife and kids with him.
Yeah.
What? Ramsay don't need nothing.
Ramsey just needs himself.
Ramsey's a bit of a sicko, so let's get realistic about it. Do you know what, Inel? I think it's time that we start firing up another track because we've got our wonderful guest still to come on this show.
Oh, yes.
Remind him who it is, please, Inel.
It's none other than Dane Baptiste.
Dane Baptiste. Absolutely.
Yeah, if you've got any little questions, send them in, innit? Tweet us, send them in. We'll ask him, but we also got some deep questions ourselves.
Yeah, until that, we've got a sensational little tune, and this is by a clearly multi-talented individual, namely Idris Elba.
Oh!
Indeed, and he's got the sensational Maverick Sabre providing a vocals. This song is called You Give Me Love. Enjoy it, guys.
As I walk these roads, I'm not alone. You open these doors like this is my home. And you give me love, so pure and so free. And you gave me all the little things that I could ever need. And you give me love, that in your sea. And even through the streets of gold, so much untold. Blessed by the sun, you touch my soul, you show me more than enough. This place that I have never been before, you took me in without even a thought. Thank you for my place in your heart, yeah. And you give me love, so pure and so free. And you gave me
I thought mine was actually a better
ending. You're harmonising, yeah?
Yeah, with Maverick there. He is actually a Maverick. I'm more traditional with my approach to singing.
There we go. I thought it was a remix or something.
Yeah, no, I often get that, actually. Okay. Yeah, yeah, when I'm busking. Yeah. They go, "Are you remixing again?" I'm like, yeah, just stick the quid in and get out of it. So, at this point of the show, we're very excited, aren't we, Arnell?
Oh, yes, because the room has just got even brighter, because we've got a star in the room.
Star, absolute star in the room.
Yeah.
The sensational, we are joined by the sensational efficient with words, but absolutely majestic, Dane Baptiste.
That's an amazing introduction. Thank you very much, Johnny. That was good.
There you go. You don't get that on any other radio show, do you?
No, I had all the superlatives in there. I like
it. It was more personal than
I felt the love. There's a strong sense
it's
of fraternity.
Made just
here.
For him, isn't it?
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So, good.
Thank you. The world's greatest.
Everyone's smiling. So, there we are, joined by the sensational Dane Baptiste. You've been doing a bit of primetime TVing lately, haven't you?
Is it primetime? I'm not sure how the schedule works nowadays. I recently did a show called Celebrity Square. Which everybody knows, listening in, right? Yeah, totally. No, it was a fun experience. I was on there with Aisling Bees, another amazing comedian. I was on with Frank Skinner, Alice Levine from Radio 1, Tim Vine, Joe Wilkinson, Nadia Wally, I hope I'm saying that correct, from EastEnders, Catherine, what's her name?
They're all celebrities.
The real question is, Ryland, don't forget Ryland.
The real question is, though, what square was you sitting in?
I was in a square that was way, way. I was in the nosebleeds. Yeah. In the nosebleeds.
Stuck you in the back square.
In a car park, in a little ringed off square. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, I went to prison, guys.
Yeah. I was in a cell.
Was there bars in front of your square?
Yeah. I mean, they said it was crosses, but cross they were. They were very vertical, those crosses.
You're only here on day release.
We've seen
he's got a Celebrity Squares tag on his
ankle. Another square, exactly. Another square around my ankle with a bit of Velcro. So.
It lights up as well.
So, Dane, welcome to Johnny and I Know Live and Loud.
Welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me, it's a real gift
having you on. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of the interviews before. Like, we get the people, obviously, that we love on, but we also are aiming to ask the questions that are really, really big and important and deep, okay? This is going to be worse than Paxman. This is going to be worse than all sorts. It's going to be really deep.
I hope you're ready. Are you ready?
Can one never prepare for the Johnny and I Know questions?
No,
that's what people say. Like, you can prepare as much as you can, but once you get in there...
That's what we say.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Nothing hits harder than life.
That's right.
Apart from questions by Johnny and I Know. Exactly. So, there we go.
Oh,
it's time.
There we go.
Right, Dane, how would you respond to this? What is your favourite animal?
Take your time, bro.
I have to choose. Oh, guys. It really put me on the spot here, guys. I thought you were going to at least ease me in.
I started with what's your name, but we're moving up now.
Even that's quite existential. Who am I, really? That's what I ask myself all the time. Oh, my favourite animal. Oh, man, that's tough. I would say... Oh, this might change. I'm gonna go for a leopard.
A leopard?
Yeah.
Is it because they never change their spots?
No, that's right. Consistency is
consistency.
Consistency
in an animal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you want.
I'd like you at the very least to stick to the character that you've portrayed up until now.
Yeah, exactly. I like them because, like, all the big cats are quite majestic, but leopards, they like bring their prey up into trees and stuff, so they go that extra mile, man. So almost get like, you know, a clear table for dining. So they're refined predators of the. I want to say jungle, but I don't know if that's actually their habitat. Is it jungle?
No, it's jungle.
Serengeti.
Serengeti.
Yeah.
Serengeti.
Woodland, kind of, yeah.
Is Serengeti like savannah plains? Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Okay. I just like it because it sounds like spaghetti.
Serengeti.
Yeah, it's good. Serengeti. Yeah.
It does sound like a meal that you'd order.
Next time you go to an Italian restaurant, I'll have the Serengeti, please, mate. Yeah. Extra parmesan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Parmesan. Yeah.
Good in chili oil as well.
So you've put a leopard up there because you think it's more refined that it pulls its prey into a tree.
Yeah, well they take their prey up into trees and stuff, and so it's kind of like, you know, they put in that extra mile just to, like, you know.
You like your animals reclusive.
He likes
his animals dining up high.
Yeah, exactly. Fine dining.
Fine dining.
They take their prey up the Shard or like the Oxo Tower. And then
looking down on all the peasants,
Exactly.
No, you wish you could be up here, lions.
Yeah.
You call yourself king of the wild, but you can't get into this tree.
Exactly, yeah. Penthouse suite, Simba. How about that? And it means no scavengers.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they really put the effort in.
Well, that's a good one. Leopards, definitely. What's your favourite animal, Arnel?
Oh, that is a question. I think I will go with parrot.
Yeah, okay.
Going for the parrot.
So we've obviously got Dane's refined leopard that goes up a tree eating, and you've gone for an animal not necessarily on an even par with a leopard, parrot.
No, because I want to retain my ability to talk, but also flying, that would be nice. So
wait, are we talking about reincarnation?
You both, you know what I mean?
That's like reincarnation. Then.
Yeah.
It was the question, if I could be an animal.
Hey,
no.
You refer the question how you take it.
I think Arnel has inferred it the way he wanted it to be clear. The question was the
when
way
I
you
get
heard
reincarnated,
it.
I said I want to be a parrot.
Yeah.
Well, we now know Arnel's answering other questions there, Emily. And we now know that Arnel wants to be a parrot, probably more than be a human right now, actually.
Yeah.
I just want some colourful feathers. Yeah,
exactly. Good plumage. That's good plumage.
Plumage on. Is that actually your favourite animal as well, parrot?
Boom, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why you'd want to be.
They've got wicked, man. They've got all those colours that all the others don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can
bird.
And you could crack nuts with that beak.
Bang.
So,
and in those talons as well, scrape up a man if we get into a bit of trouble.
And give him a warning beforehand as well.
Exactly.
So like, you don't want to do that, bruv.
Yeah.
Well,
you can even tell
he could literally say that. Yeah, he could literally say that. Yeah.
You lot are just jealous of my choice.
Could probably be in a club just going, pull up that track. Yeah. And give me a nut.
Yeah. So you get come back to work as well, and no one even knows. So you could be Johnny and the Arnel show, and you could still get your job back.
The parrot in there. Yeah.
Flying through the window, isn't it?
We could do that. Good friends with pirates as well.
What about you?
I've kind of always liked, if you want to talk about majesty, gorillas. So,
regular or silverback?
Oh, definitely silverback. The other ones just waste time, really, don't they?
Just living up in the mountains, yeah, that's your thing?
Recluse. I like the documentary of that one who got taken to New York City and went nuts and climbed up the Empire State Building.
Oh, right.
That one, yeah.
Was that a documentary?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. It's been on ITV on the weekends.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's called King Kong, so... That was good, actually, but... Mm. Do you know, on that note as well, that there is genuinely a bit of literature that's been written that suggests that King Kong actually represents the black man?
Yeah.
And
more specifically, Joe Louis, who was the brown bomber.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
The boxer, yeah. So that's what they say, because, you know, being like him fighting in Madison Square Garden and stuff. So, yeah, I can corroborate your story or corroborate this rumour, which is much easier for me to do.
So basically we're saying Peter Jackson's racist.
Well, no, he just remade the original, but...
Yeah.
It just
that's double as racist then.
It basically serves as a warning to all brothers everywhere. If you go out with a white blonde actress and climb the Empire State Building, you will get shot down.
Yeah.
So, to be fair,
I don't think you have to climb up Empire State Building.
Yeah. Exactly. They've shortened their boundaries since then.
Exactly.
Doesn't really matter.
You don't have to
do that.
Altitude
doesn't
really
matter.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you walk into the shop, you might actually get the same kind of
thing.
So, Jane, on with our next.
Oh, I got.
Fantastic question.
Yeah, we've got another deep question for you, Dane. Cast your mind back, yeah. Who was your first best friend, and why did you become friends with them?
Oh, good question. Okay.
Boom.
My first best friend was a guy called David Chapman, and I hope he doesn't mind me telling this story, because I know he's listening. When we used to go to school, like, we was in what's called reception, and he wasn't really happy about leaving his mother in the morning and stuff. And I used to, like, play about and do jokes with him and stuff like that, and, like, you know, and do, like, pratfalls and a lot of slapstick stuff, and he used to start laughing, and the whole class did, and it used to relax him, and we became friends. And then, I guess that's almost kind of how my love of comedy started. So, it's a weird
question. So,
basically,
you helped him with his ADHD.
Yeah. What was his ADHD? He just started crying when his mum left, and then I just started messing around and stuff, and, and then he was laughing. Yeah.
He became a surrogate mum to
him. Surrogate mum clown. So, surrogate mum clown.
Did you have to warn him that it was not actually a parental relationship, it was actually just a friendship?
Yes.
Sorry. Do you see how I've set that up? Just to get there. You can see the inner workings of my mind.
I just want you guys to know these questions haven't been planned at all. They're coming at me.
Oh, we're coming up with just like that.
Oh, you think our listeners can't see the cracks in this wonderfully executed.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sweating. Yeah. You can't see it, guys. I'm sweating profusely, and there's great AC in here, but these questions are that probing.
Yeah,
so.
They're
deep questions, man.
They are.
So, do you still speak to that friend?
I haven't seen him for a very long time, and my sister does see him, though. But
do you reckon he's still cool. crying?
No, he's fine, man. I think I've seen him drive past, but like, I think my appearance I've changed a lot since primary school, funnily enough, so I don't think people would recognise me if he saw me. But also, he also was the first kid that had Reebok pumps in school. Ooh. And when I went to his house for like a play date, as you do, come around to my house for tea, he had like all the best toys. Like his bedroom was basically like a catalogue.
We had a Game Boy.
He had a Game Boy. I think it might have been pre-Game Boy. What he did have was that, this is like way back before even like the console revolution or handhelds, he had he had Transformers, but he had like two of like the original other flying Decepticons, which was he had a Skywarp and Thundercracker, as well as he had a Starscream playset, which he let me borrow. Yeah, he played with them and stuff like that. He wasn't like a nerd like that.
But no wonder why he was crying when his mum left him. He's got loads exactly going on back there.
It was amazing. Yeah, he had Mask as well. Remember Mask? No.
The
toys with like Mac Tracker and stuff. So there was Mask, and then the cars would turn into like
battle
vehicles.
Yeah.
He had Mask, he had Mac Tracker, and then he had even the command center and everything. Like his house was he had the storeroom of like Toys R Us.
Yeah, Toys R Us in his
yeah.
Are you tempted to go around to his house, try and find him, and just ask him if his toy collections grow? Now.
I don't know if that's the best way to open a conversation. No, the age right now, probably a lot more euphemisms. But like, and his mum, like one day, she was like one of the first people to take me to McDonald's and just be like, "What would you like? What would I like? Do you mean
nice of you
anything? Yeah, anything. It's like not sharing a Happy Meal like I used to do with my family. So yeah, that's
two chips.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. She's one of my best friends, and then my other friend. Because I feel bad that I've not mentioned him, as my other friend was James, who was my neighbour who was across the road, and his mum also took me to Quasar.
That's a good mum, you know.
Yeah. Quasar for a kid.
Keep it real.
Shout out to James and shout out to the other kid with loads of toys.
Yes.
Big one. Dane, obviously you are a comic and a very good comic at that, but if you could do any other job that wasn't comedy, what would it be?
You know, it's funny you say comic, because that's what I wanted to do before I did comedy, is that I wanted to be a cartoonist. I used to love cartoons, and I wanted to, like, just draw cartoons. I didn't realise that animation is done in, like, really grueling conditions in Korea at the time. But it's, like, the idea I wanted to come up with my own cartoons and maybe draw my own comic books, which I used to do when I was younger and stuff as well. So, yeah, I'm just a closet geek, really. So if I had a choice, I'd, like...
You'd be an animator.
Yeah, I'd be an animator, yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. You know what? I wanted the same thing. I used to watch cartoons. I used to always wanted to kind of design my own cartoons and stuff and do voices in it.
Yeah.
Tiny Toons was the one that good.
Tiny Toons
was a big show.
Tiny Toons, and then Animaniacs was the next one.
Nice.
Yeah. So I love all that stuff. And basically, I had a cable box when like people had Sky, and my parents got this cable. Hmm. And if my dad was working nights, so I would basically I'd wake up on a weekend at like 7 o'clock. And this would be this show called Fun Factory, and it would just show cartoons. So from like 5 hours straight, I would sit down and watch.
That's money well spent on
the whole way. And used to watch all of those like cartoons like there was SWAT Cats and Samurai Pizza. Yeah, is it SWAT Cats? It was SWAT Cats with the jet. Remember they had the jet?
Yes, it was SWAT Cats.
Samurai
Pizza
Cats. I'd watch, and then I'd watch
Samurai Pizza Cats.
Rude Dog and the Dweebs, and then
Biker Mice from Mars.
That was after like 91, after the Turtle Revolution. Any animal.
Bucky O'Hare.
It was round about the era of Captain Planet as well.
Captain Planet, indeed. Yeah.
And if people don't know what that is, that's basically where these five different kids have different powers of humanity and elements of the world.
And when those elements combine,
make. Captain Planet, exactly. Who could do things. He could fly.
But I didn't like Captain Planet because he got mashed up every episode.
Yeah, he did.
Every episode he got mashed up.
There was an episode of Captain Planet because it was like around the time where, in order for you to produce a cartoon which encouraged mass consumerism, which a lot of the cartoons of our day did, there had to be like a message at the end. So it'd be kind of like after like trying to fight off like quasi terrorists, it'd be kind of like, "Hey, be careful when you go near a stove. You're so crazy.
Hey, put your rubbish in the bin, won't you?" Captain Planet
said. That was the whole premise. So Captain Planet was that, yeah, you had to recycle and take pollution down to zero.
But the thing about that is, what got me is they all had different powers. One of them had earth, one of them had fire, like earth and fire.
Kwame had earth, Wheeler had fire,
then Linker had wind, Key had water. And then Marty, who was clearly last to the meeting where powers got designated, he showed up and got the power of heart.
Yeah.
Like when you're having a big fight, you know, and Kwame's shooting out all these earth bombs and it's fireballs, and he's going, I'm going to love you to death.
And so tsunamis and like combine all these elements, and then he's, But I suppose it's weird now because then I watched The Wire and it's kind of like this kid's got a lot of heart.
Yeah.
He doesn't appear, which is strange.
No, that's it. You
don't have the ring.
No, he doesn't have the ring, Yeah, see? Rings. Big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Heart rings. Absolutely.
Mood rings was a thing as well. When I was in school, mood rings.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, so mood rings was kind of like, you know, people would buy mood rings, and I guess they were kind of like heat sensitive, so that apparently they would change colour depending on your mood. Like they weren't for dudes, obviously, they were for dudettes.
So
which
if you got vexed, then it would
if you got angry, turn red, kind of like Green Lantern or something like that.
Nice.
Alright, Dane, one more final question for you. What was the last good idea that you had? Boom.
Oh, okay. Comedy related or just
anything?
Okay.
The last good idea that you was like, that's a good idea.
The last non-comedy idea I had was, you know, with you can get like a strap for your like an iPhone and it can measure like how much calories you burn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like if you're playing football together with people, then everyone can kind of measure how well they've hard they played, and then have like a league table so everyone can upload their stats compared to based on like your BMI. You can work out if you're the same.
So
as
basically,
like
your idea was data tracking.
Yeah, yeah.
You just wanted to chip the player.
Yeah, how your calories are burned and stuff like that. And so, say if you had a certain like a BMI, you could compare it to like the national average and the global average, just to see if you're on point and getting in shape.
Hasn't that kind of been done already?
That's why. That's why the idea went as far as it did.
Less of a good idea and more of a, I've acknowledged what's happening
in
the world.
I've seen that somewhere.
So that's a good bit of listening and learning.
Yeah, exactly. So my idea was, pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. That was my idea. Pay attention to what's going on. That was
hey, it came from a good place. Yeah. You wanted to help out your teammates, and you was like, I'm going to do a little something so we can see if
I'm not saying my teammates, anyone kind of thing. Yeah, that was that idea.
Are you looking to monetize?
Yeah.
There you go. Dragon's Den have already said no, Dane. Right, so Dane, if you want to just quickly give your shout outs where people can find you, like on your Twitter handles or whatnot, and have you got anything coming up?
Yeah, I have. I'm doing a preview tonight in Chalk Farm at the Engineer. Yeah, the Engineer, I think it is.
He doesn't know where his own preview is.
They moved the venue. So the way to find out for sure is to go onto my Twitter, which is at DaneBatTweets. And there where I'll be listing my previews because I'm doing a new show this year, which is called Reasonable Doubts, which I'll be previewing throughout the City of London and nationwide. That's right. Let that bomb hit, guys. Yeah. So, and then which I'll be taking to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year.
Cool.
I thought that was going to be another problem.
I thought that was...
There we go.
You got to wait for him to wire it up.
Well, it's the show's at a previous stage, so I'm working on timing, which is why that kind of messed up. And then, and then I'll just be regularly gigging around. You can go onto my website, which is www.danebaptiste.co.uk, where listings of gigs have come down. Learn more about nostalgia and these toys that I've named.
Boom.
Yeah, so everyone's welcome. Punters and geeks alike, come down.
Excellent.
There we go. Awesome stuff. Thank you for coming down, Dane Baptiste.
It's been fantastic having you in the studio.
It's been amazing coming, guys. Appreciate it.
This is the wrap up of our show guys, if you've been listening and enjoying it, you can follow me at Johnny I Cochran,
and you can follow me at Inel,
and follow us at Johnny and Inel.
Yep. Send us all your stuff that we've been requesting, all your agony aunt stuff. Send that in so we can lend an ear for next week.
Is your Twitter just Inel?
Yeah, man.
That's so cool and unique. Like,
it's not bad when it happens like that. Yeah. But apart from that, we're here every Thursday at 4 p.m. Johnny and I now live and loud on FUBAR Radio. Make sure you're checking it out. We're going to leave you with a Dane Baptiste's choice of song, which is actually "If I Ruled the World" by Nas and Lauryn Hill.
Thank you.
Okay, well here it comes, guys. We'll see you next week.
Take care, people.
smoking weed in the street without cops harassing. Imagine going to court with no trial. Lifestyle cruising blue behind the waters. No welfare supporters. More conscious of the way we raise our daughters. Days are shorter, nights are colder. Feeling like life is over. These snakes strike like a cobra. The world's hot, my son got knocked. Evidently, it's elementary. They want us all gone.